麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are delighted that you have tuned in to this broadcast.
非常欢迎你来到我们今天的天路导向里面。
We are in the midst of a series of messages entitled, What Does Jesus Think?
我们现在正正进入了耶稣在想什么这个系列信息的中间部分。
These messages are from the book of Revelation.
而这个系列信息都是来自圣经的启示录的。
In these messages, we are looking at the seven letters Jesus wrote to the seven churches.
在这些信息里头，我们要分享耶稣写给七个教会的七封书信。
Today, we will be looking at the letter to the church in Thyatira.
我们今天将要看下是写给推雅推拉的教会的书信。
I know you will agree with me that we are all influenced by others.
我想大家都会同意，其实我们每一个人都是受到其他人的影响的。
Some influences for good and some influences for ill.
我们可能会受到影响去做好事，或者受到影响去做一些坏事。
If you do not have discernment,
如果你是缺乏分辨力的话，
then I want you to listen to the rest of this message.
那我特别想邀请你收听今天的信息的传播。
Parents need to do all they can to help their children develop discernment.
如果你是家长的话，你应该全力以赴帮助你的子女去培养那个辨别力。
Bible teachers need to do all they can to help their students develop discernment.
如果你是圣经教师的话，你亦都是应该全力以赴帮助你的学生去培养辨别力。
In the age in which we live,
在今日这个世代，我们生活的世代里面，
Probably the most important lesson we can teach others is discernment.
我想我们能够教导其他人最重要的功课之一，就是怎样去培养辨别力。
Discernment to distinguish between right and wrong.
就是怎样去区分对和错。
Discernment to distinguish between true teachings and false ones.
这种的辨别力可以让我们识别真理和谬误的教导。
And also discernment to distinguish the more important from the less important.
这种分别力可以帮助我们解读哪些东西更加重要，哪些东西不是很重要。
The essential from the unnecessary.
辨别哪些东西是必须的，哪些不是。
The permanent from the transient.
哪些是永恒的，哪些是短暂的。
The good from the best.
哪些是好的，哪些是最好的。
Without the skill of discernment, you will drift away from the truth and cause yourself a great deal of heartache.
如果你没有辨别的能力，你就会渐渐地偏离真理，为自己带来心灵的创伤。
And according to Jesus, drifting away from the truth has a tragic price tag.
耶稣话俾我哋听，偏离真理嘅人要付上沉重嘅代价。
Now listen to the words of the risen Christ to the church in Thyatira。
而家让我哋一齐嚟听复活嘅耶稣基督对推雅推拉教会所讲嘅说话。
And it is found in the book of Revelation, that is the last book in the Bible, chapter 2, verses 18 to 29.
你可以从圣经最后一卷书，就是启示录的第二章十八到二十九节，启示录第二章十八到二十九节，可以听到今日我要分享的嘢，写俾推雅推拉教会的信。你要写信俾推雅推拉的教会的使者话，那个眼目好似火焰，脚好似光明，同上帝的儿子话，我知道你的行为。爱心、信心、勤劳、忍耐，又知道你在末后的日子所行的善事，比起初所行的是更加多的。但是有一件事我要责备你， 就是你容让那个自称成为先知的妇人耶洗别的教导。你让这个人去教导我的仆人，去引诱他们行奸淫，食拜过偶像的食物。我曾经给他悔改的机会，他却不肯去悔改他所行过的淫行。看下，我要叫他卧病在床。那些同他去行奸淫的人，如果不悔改他所行过的事的话，我亦都要叫他们去同受大患难。我又要杀死他的同党，要所有的教会都知道我是那个看到人的肺腑心肠的上帝，并且要照你们的行为去报应你们每一个人。至于你们推牙推拉其余的人，就是一切不顺从那个教训，亦都不明白经常所讲撒旦深奥道理的人，我要告诉你们，我不会将其他的担子放在你们的身上，但是你们已经有的，一定要去继续持守，直等到我回来的日子。那个得胜又遵守我命令的，我就要赐给他们权柄去制服列国，他一定要用铁杖去管辖这些人，将他们这些人好像摇户的瓦器去打得粉碎，好似我昔日从我的天父里面所领受的权柄一样。我又要将神圣去赐给他，圣灵向众教会所讲的说话，凡有耳仔的就应该去仔细地去听。
Thyatira, the town, was small and insignificant in comparison to the other six cities.
推雅推拉这个小镇和其他六个城市相比，简直是完全不起眼。
It was founded by Alexander the Great.
它是由亚历山大大帝所起的。
Its claim to fame was that it was the headquarters for the various trade unions.
他为什么出名呢？原来是因为他有几种货物交易商会的总部都设在推牙推拉。
Its main industries were wool and dye, especially purple dye.
他主要的工业呢就是羊毛和染料，特别是紫色的染料。
The primary god that they worshipped was the Greek god Apollo.
当地人主要敬拜希腊的阿波罗这个偶像。
The main pressure that Christians had experienced in Thyatira came from the trade unions.
基督徒在推雅推拉所受的主要压力是来自商会的。
Let me explain.
让我解释一下。
To hold a job in Thyatira, you had to join a union.
如果你想在推雅推拉有工作的话，你就要加入一个商会。
But each trade union had a patron god in whose honor pagan festivals were held.
而每一个商会都是供奉了一个的保护神，在异教徒的节日里面，他们会敬拜这位偶像的。
These pagan festivals required people to eat meat that had been offered to idols.
在这些异教徒的节日里面，他会让人去吃那些拜过偶像的肉。
They also required people to practice sexual immorality.
他还叫人去行奸淫。
The Christians who would refuse to participate in these pagan festivals lost their jobs.
如果基督徒是拒绝参加这些异教徒的习俗的话，他们会失去工作。
What is their answer to this dilemma?
究竟信徒应该怎样去面对这些进退维谷的局面呢？
Well, some clever church members said, no problem.
咁可能有些聪明的教会会友说，哎，没问题。
We don't have to lose our jobs.
唔一定要放弃份工啫。
We can participate in those things and still be believers in Jesus Christ.
我哋可以参与呢啲活动嘅，跟住仲系耶稣基督嘅信徒。
We can have the best of both worlds.
我哋可以喺呢两个世界上面都攞到最好嘅好处。
One woman in particular was pushing this teaching on the believers.
特别是一个女人，她就在基督徒当中推行这种教导。
Listening friends, I don't want you to miss this.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，我希望你不要漏了这一点。
The biggest threat to the believers in Thyatira did not come from the pagans.
原来我们在推雅推拉的信徒呢，他们最大的威胁不是来自异教徒。
It did not come from a hostile Jewish community.
亦都不是来自敌对的犹太人群体啊。
It came from some of the leaders inside their own group.
原来是来自教会自己内部的领袖啊。
And that is why we will see four things in this letter.
所以今次我们将会在这封信里头看到四个重点。
The first is Jesus' praise for the believers in verse 19.
第一点就是在第十九节耶稣对信徒的称赞。
The second is Jesus' concern for the believers in verses 20 to 23.
第二点就是在第20到23节耶稣对信徒的担心。
Thirdly, Jesus commands the believers in verse 24 to 25.
跟住在24到第25节第三点就是耶稣对信徒的命令。
And fourthly, Jesus' advice for the believers in verse 26 to 29.
跟住第四点就是第26到29节耶稣为门徒所作的建议。
Now let's look at Jesus' praise for the believers in verse 19.
好，现在让我们来看一下第19节关于耶稣对信徒的称赞。
Jesus saw the love, the faith, the service, and the endurance of the believers in Thyatira.
耶稣看到推雅推拉的信徒上面的爱心、信心、勤劳和忍耐。
In the Gospels, Jesus said that he never forgets even a cold drink of water given in his name.
耶稣在福音书上面讲话，因为奉他的名所送出，就算是一杯凉水、一杯冻水，他都不会忘记。
I don't want you to miss this.
希望你不要漏了这一点。
This is the first church to be commended for the love.
这一个是第一个因为爱心而被主称赞的教会。
Like other churches, Thyatira had loyalty to Jesus.
好像其他教会一样，推雅推拉的教会是对耶稣忠诚的。
They were faithful to Jesus.
他们是忠心于耶稣的。
They were bold to proclaim Jesus as their savior.
他们很勇敢地宣称耶稣是他们的救主。
And all these qualities earned them Jesus' commendation.
是这些品质，是赢到耶稣的称赞。
These people demonstrated their love and faithfulness by their actions.
这些人是用行动去展现了他们的爱心和忠心。
They probably worked hard to help widows and orphans.
他们可能很尽心尽力地帮助孤儿跟着寡母。
They probably were practical in their faith.
他们可能很用心地落实他们的信心。
But Jesus moves on very quickly after only one verse to express concern.
但是耶稣很快地一语带过之后，一节经文之后，他就讲他的担心了。
This is the second thing that we will look at.
这件事就是我们的第二点了。
What was Jesus' concern?
耶稣担心什么呢?
He said, I have this against you.
原来耶稣说有一件事我要责备你。
What is this?
什么事?
You are so lacking in discernment that you accept falsehoods as truth.
原来是说到 他们缺乏分辨力，将谬误当成真理。
You are so lacking in discernment that you cannot distinguish between true teachers of the word of God and false ones.
是他们缺乏分辨力，以至于不能够识别谁是上帝话语的真理教导者，谁是假师傅。
You are so lacking in discernment that you have allowed deceptive people to become leaders in the church.
他说你们缺乏分辨力，以至于让那些去呃人上当的，让骗子成为了教会的领袖。
And so the indictment comes in verse 20.
于是在第二十节里面提出了控告了。
You tolerate the woman Jezebel who calls herself a prophetess.
你容让那个自称是先知的妇人耶洗别。
And she teaches and leads my children astray.
让她去教导我的仆人。
So that they commit acts of immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols.
引诱他们行奸淫，吃那些拜过偶像的食物。
Who was this woman who claimed to be a prophetess?
那个自称为先知的妇人是谁呢？
First, we don't know if that is her real name or if it is a description of her character.
首先啊，我哋唔知道边个系佢个真名，定系只系描述佢品行嘅描述。
Jezebel was known in the Old Testament as the wife of King Ahab.
耶洗别呢喺旧约里头系阿哈王嘅老婆。
The name Jezebel is associated with idolatry, treachery, and murder.
耶洗别呢个名系让人联想到偶像嘅崇拜、背叛同埋谋杀。
The Jezebel in Thyatira, like the Old Testament Jezebel, was leading believers astray.
在推雅推拉的耶洗别就好像旧约的耶洗别一样，将信徒带入歧途。
The Old Testament Jezebel dignified the worship of false god Baal among God's people.
旧约的耶洗别在上帝的百姓里头推崇崇拜那个邪神巴力。
And this New Testament prophetess is doing a similar thing.
而在这个新约里头的女先知亦都在做同样的事。
At that time in Asia Minor, one popular false teaching was the Greek philosophy of dualism.
在当时的小亚细亚，一个普遍的错误教导就是希腊的二元哲学论。
You ask, what is that?
那究竟这个二元论是说什么呢？
Dualism was a false teaching that was taught by many false teachers within the church.
原来二元论是在很多假师傅都在教会里头教导的一种谬误来的。
This is how it goes.
就是他这样说的。
God is only interested in people's spirit.
上帝只是关心人的灵魂而已。
And therefore, how people treat their bodies is not important.
所以人怎样对自己身体不重要的。
Jezebel was saying something very similar.
耶洗别所讲的事跟这件事很似的。
She said, don't deny Jesus.
他说你不要否认耶稣啊。
Don't renounce your faith.
你不要放弃你的信仰啊。
Jezebel said that God doesn't care if you commit sexual immorality or not.
耶洗别说上帝都不关心你行不行淫的了。
And that's what this woman was teaching.
这个女人就是这样教人。
And most people were falling into this falsehood.
而很多人都陷入了这种的谬误当中。
My listening friend, let me ask you this.
各位亲爱的朋友，我来问你。
Do you think that's the right attitude?
你觉不觉这种是正确的态度？
Then listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 18.
不如让我们一起用耶稣在马太福音十八章所讲的话去回应。
But if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea.
凡亲让到这个信我的其中一个人去跌倒的，那不如将一个大磨石绑在这个人的颈上面，沉在深海里面。
My friend, your lack of discernment will cause you and others to be led astray.
亲爱的朋友，缺乏分辨力会让到你同其他人陷入歧途。
Now we come to part three, which is Jesus' command.
现在让到我们来到第三部分，就是耶稣的命令。
In verse 23, Jesus calls himself the searcher of hearts and minds.
在第23节里头，耶稣将自己称为那个察看人的心肠和肺腑的人。
His eyes are like flames of fire, which means that they penetrate deep into our souls.
他的眼睛好像火焰一样，可以刺入去我们灵魂的深处。
Jesus' eyes that protect the faithful ones are the same eyes that will destroy the false teachers.
耶稣的眼睛保护着忠心的信徒，同时亦都会将那些假师傅去毁灭。
Jesus is gracious.
耶稣好有恩典。
Even to this false prophetess and to those who are blindly following her.
就算是对这个假先知和他盲目的追随者都是。
You say how?
你说怎样对我们有恩典啊？
Jesus gives them one more opportunity to repent.
耶稣要再给一次机会他们，让他们悔改。
He gives them one more chance to turn from their rationalizations and immorality.
耶稣要再为他们提供一次机会，让他们从淫荡和诡辩之中回转。
He gives them one more chance to turn away from sin.
耶稣要再给一次机会他们脱离罪恶。
But if they don't repent, they will face pain and suffering.
但是如果他们不愿意悔改的话，他们就要面临痛苦和折磨。
As to those who are godly,
而对那些敬虔的人来讲，
To those who refuse to defile themselves with this false teaching,
对于那些拒绝同这种谬误同流合污的人来讲，
Jesus says, My burden is light and my yoke is easy.
耶稣说我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Stand firm and don't compromise until I come.
企稳啊，不要妥协，等到我回来啊。
And so we see Jesus' praise, Jesus' concern, and Jesus' command.
我们看过耶稣的称赞，耶稣的担心，耶稣的命令。
Fourthly, we see Jesus' advice.
第四点，让我们来看看耶稣的建议。
In verse 26, Jesus says,
在第26节，耶稣这么说，
To the one who overcomes and does my will to the end, I will give him authority over nations.
那个得胜的，又遵守我命令到底的，我要赐给他权柄去制服所有的国家。
This is incredible.
这个真是难以置信。
Most Christians tend to forget that we will reign and rule the whole universe with Christ.
大部分的基督徒经常忘记，我们将要同基督一起掌管整个宇宙。
We get so busy with the trash of this world, thinking that it is gold, that we forget the real gold that is awaiting us.
我们为了俗世的垃圾而忙碌，以为那些垃圾是金，但是我们忘记了真金还在后面等着我们。
We get stuck in the mud of the world, thinking it is wealth, and forget the real awesome power that we will experience.
我们被俗世的泥沼所缠累，以为那些是富足，但是我们忘记了我们即将要经历的那个真实令人敬畏的能力。
Jesus is saying that his faithful believers will exercise authority over nations.
耶稣告诉我们，他忠心的信徒将要施行制服列国的权柄。
Some of you might be saying, why will only the faithful believers rule and reign?
可能你问为什么忠心的信徒才可以掌管和统治呢？
Oh, because they will reign in order to enforce the righteousness and holiness of Christ.
因为他们是为了执行基督的公义和圣洁而掌权。
We will have Christ's own delegated authority.
我们会得着基督亲自赐予的权柄。
And that is why Jesus could not entrust unfaithful and undisciplined believers to rule and reign over the universe.
因此耶稣不会委托给那些不忠心又散漫的信徒来掌管整个宇宙。
Because they would make a mess of things.
因为他们会将件事搞到一团糟。
Jesus gave several parables to remind us again and again that only the faithful believers will exercise authority in the life to come.
耶稣用了几个比喻，一再提醒我们只有忠心的信徒才能够在将来的生命掌权。
And here Jesus said that he will give his faithful ones the morning star.
耶稣曾经讲过, 他要将神星赐给忠心的信徒。
The morning star is Christ himself.
这个神星朝早的星就是耶稣基督自己。
In other words, we will share in his glory.
换而言之, 我们能够分享耶稣基督的荣耀。
Those who turn their backs on the darkness of sin will share in his glory.
那些不向罪恶势力妥协的人呢, 就能够分享他的荣耀。
Those who will turn their backs on the darkness of sin will see the light of Christ's glory.
那些不向罪恶和黑暗势力妥协的人, 将要见到耶稣基督荣耀的光辉。
Discernment will keep you from falling into false teaching.
分别力能够让你避免陷入谬误的教导里面。
And faithfulness to Jesus' teaching will give you a share in his glory.
忠心于耶稣的教导就会让到你分享他的荣耀。
Some of you might be asking, how do I develop discernment?
有些人可能会问我们怎样提高分辨力呢?
To develop biblical discernment, you must read God's word every day.
要提高合乎圣经的分辨力呢? 你要经常每日去阅读上帝的话语的。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
希望你在这段时间里面多些去阅读上帝的话语，让上帝的话语去洗炼你，让到你面对每一个不同的学说、不同的学派的时候，都能够去越过这个挑战。更加重要的是，我们虽然可能过往有一些过犯，但是今日旧事已过，都成为新的了。在这里愿上帝赐福给你，下次天路导向的时间再会。